number 624, Bless and Keep You. I want to talk to you about an Old Testament blessing and prayer that still has significance for us today. In the book of Numbers chapter 6, verses 22 through 27, we see the priestly blessing. Let's look at these verses together. The Bible says, "And the Lord spoke to Moses, saying, Speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, This is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them," verse 24, "The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So they shall put my name on the children of Israel. Note this, and I will bless them." God instructed Aaron, his sons, the priests, that this is the way that they should bless the people. Anytime that God teaches us how to pray or bless people, we should take notice of it. Recall in Matthew chapter 6, Jesus teaches his disciples, including you and I, how to pray. It's the most famous prayer of the Bible, the model prayer or the Lord's Prayer. You can check it out on your own in verses 9 through 13. It's the Our Father in Heaven, hallowed be your name prayer. As we look back to Numbers chapter 6, the last phrase in verse 27 is very significant to me, I think. God says that I will bless them. In other words, if you say this prayer, I'm going to answer that prayer and I'm going to bless the people. I believe that God's blessing still holds true to us today if we pray this prayer and speak it over other people. As a side note, the Lord spoke to Moses to speak to his brother Aaron and his sons, the priests, instructing them on how they should bless the people. Well, if you are in Christ Jesus, you are also a priest. The Bible tells us in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9, that you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. If you've accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior, then you're a royal priest. This gives us open rein to pronounce this priestly blessing upon anybody. This is such a great blessing that let's take a few minutes to proclaim it, declare it, over ourselves and or others. An easy way to do that is to substitute the word you and replace that with your own name or somebody else's name. Let me give you an example. I desire to bless my beautiful bride, Dawn. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, bless Dawn and keep Dawn. Lord, make your face shine upon Dawn and be gracious to Dawn. Lord, lift up your countenance upon Dawn and give Dawn peace. Lord, thank you for blessing Dawn. Do you see how that works? You can actually begin to pray the scriptures. Now it's your turn. Fill in the blanks with whomever you desire to bless, and know that as you speak, blessings are being released upon them, or yourself. There's no rule that says you can't pray blessings for yourself. One of the greatest prayers in the entire Bible is found in 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10, when Jabez, or Jabez, prayed a prayer of blessing upon himself, and God granted him what he requested. So by all means, pronounce blessings upon yourself. Are you ready to begin? I'll be quiet for a few seconds, and you release the priestly blessing in the name of Jesus. You can turn your prayer into a prophetic decree and see the Lord begin to bless and answer your prayers. Lord, we thank you for all that you're doing. We thank you for giving us examples in your word on how to pray and how to bless people. Thank you that you do bless us as well. We are humbled by your great love for us. Thank you for all that you do for us. May you be glorified. We pray all of this in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.